Rabbi Grunfeld, Chol HaMoed Pesach.
Good morning to you all. We had a wonderful Pesach, wonderful Siddurim. Vatzitin lono Hashem elokeinu ba'ahava es yoim chag ha-matzes hazeh zman chayruseinu mikra kodesh. What's the translation of chayruseinu? Pardon? Freedom. Well, that's a very interesting translation, because nowhere do we find in the Torah that the word chayrus means freedom. You won't find the word chayrus in the Torah at all, actually. There's no word chayrus in the Torah. Nowhere. The normal word for freedom, if you look in the Torah, is chofshi. As in an Eved Ivri. Goes out to freedom. I'll give you another word for freedom in the Torah. That's deroya. In the case of Yovel, v'kidashto eshnas ha-chamishim shono, ukrosem deroya ba'ores l'chol yoshvel. In the 50th year of Yovel, you shall declare a deroya. A freedom for all the slaves, as Rashi says. A drive chol yashver refers to all the avodim. All the avodim go out free. So you find that in Loshon HaKodesh, in the Torah Shprach, you find that the word freedom is either chofshi or droya. But nowhere will you find in the Torah the word chayrus to mean freedom. And yet we translate it as freedom. You will find it in the Gemara. In the Gemara you'll find ben chayrim. A ben chayrim is somebody who's set free. But that's Aramaic. That's not Loshon HaKodesh. In the Torah you won't find the word Chayrus. So why did Chazal choose this word when they coined our tefillahs? Why did they choose the words Zman Chayruseinu Mikra Kodesh? If I would have been Chazal, I would have chosen a different word. I would have said Zman Geulaseinu. It would be much more appropriate. We find that word in the Torah, which refers to the Geula of Yisrael from Mitzrayim. I would have expected the word Zman Geulaseinu more than Zman Chayruseinu. So why did they choose the word Chayruseinu? That's the first question. The second question, famous Chazal in Ovis. Chazal say in Ovis, V'amichtav, Michtav Elokim. When describing the Luchos, the tablets of stone, they were called Michtav, Michtav Elokim. They are the writing of the Ribbon Shalom, Michvoidovitz V'atzmai. Chorus al HaLuchos. They were engraved on the Luchos. The writing was engraved on the Luchos. Say Chazal, Al tikra chorus elo chayrus. Don't read chorus, read chayrus. Va michtav, michtav elokim, u chayrus al aluchas. And what is chayrus? Freedom. She'ein lecho ben chayrin elo misha oisik b'talmud Torah. The real ben chayrin, here we have the word ben chayrin, the real free person is somebody who's oisik b'Torah. Because it says chorus al aluchas, luchas is doch Torah, Ten Commandments, Yaseris Adibris, says Choris Aleluchos. Don't read Choris, read Chayrus. Now, I don't know, in my Torah, it says Chayrus, it doesn't say Choris. It says Chayrus. So this is a play of word. Chazal just say, well, don't read Choris, read Chayrus, everything's fine. I mean, are we playing with words here? It says Choris, doesn't say Chayrus. It means two different things. Thirdly, we say every day in Emunah Kol Zos, "Vayotzes Amo Yisrael mitoicham lechayrus oilam." That Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out mitoicham, that's from Mitzrayim, lechayrus oilam, to a permanent chayrus, to an everlasting chayrus. Now I don't know about your book, but in my book I haven't seen an everlasting chayrus since Yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, if you go through our history, you'll find a Golus Bovel, you'll find a Golus Yovon, you'll find a Poras Amodai. The Gemara says, Anan Avdad Achashverosh Anan. We are slaves of Achashverosh. We've gone through one Golus after another, one slavery after another, and we're in the middle still of Golus Edom. I can't see a Chayrus Oilam. I don't know if you can, but I can't see a Chayrus Oilam. So, what does the, again, Chazal were calling that tefillas, Anshei Knesset HaGdola. So what is the pshat in Cheiros Olam? So we've got three questions to answer. Number one, the word Cheiros doesn't appear in the Torah at all. Why did Chazal coin it as Man Cheiros Seinu? Number two, I've forgotten. Thank you. Chorus and Cheiros. And number three is Cheiros Olam. Where did you get the Cheiros Seinu from? So to understand all this, we need to understand or contrast or work out the differences between avdus and chayrus. What is the difference between slavery and freedom? In other words, what is slavery? Let's define slavery and contrast it to the freedom from this slavery. So we have two distinct areas of slavery, of avdus. One is the physical avdus. The avdus, the back-breaking work, the crushing work from morning to night. That's what Klal Yisrael went through. That's real slavery. Slavery is the physical backbreaking work. That's one part of slavery. Just imagine though, when you come free, the first day you're free from slavery, first day in your life you can lie in the morning and nobody forces you to go get up and work. Now, that's quite something. You've been slaves all your life and you're suddenly set free, you can lie in for the first time in your life. Now, that's a contrast from physical slavery to non-physical slavery. I can rest. That's very nice. It's fantastic, in fact. But there's another aspect of slavery which is much more subtle. And that is, when I'm a slave to a master, I have no identity of my own. I have no enoichius. Who am I? I'm nothing but another belonging of the slave. Yad eved ki yad raboy, as they say, as it were. I'm an extension of my master. I have no identity of my own. Who am I? I'm another belonging of his. I'm an extension of his will. That's all I am. No identity whatsoever. But when I become free, I can become myself. I can find myself. I can find my own identity. I am a gavra bifnei atzmoi. I'm not the extension of a master's will. That's what happens when I become free. I find my own identity. And I get my feeling of self-worth. When you're a slave, you don't have a feeling of self-worth. You know why? Because you don't have a self. You can't have a feeling of self-worth if you don't have a self. And you don't have a self. You're an extension of your master's will. Another chelik of his belongings. And that was the position with Klal Yisrael. They were physical slaves. They had to get up in the morning. They were forced into forced labor. Back-breaking work from morning to night. That was one chelik of their slavery. The other chelik of their slavery was they were born into slavery. They had no real identity of their own. They were an extension of the Avodim, or the extension of the Mitzrayim. They had no identity of their own. They were part of the Egyptian culture. Not only that, they had no identity. They were an extension of their masters. Whatever the master wanted, they had to do. And both those aspects of slavery had to find an expression of freedom in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Torah reflects both these aspects, distinct aspects, in different psukim. So we find in Parshas Va'era, Lochein Emoi Livnei Yisrael Ani Hashem. Therefore, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, tell Klal Yisrael Ani Hashem, I am the Lord your God. Vayitzeis Yeschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, and I've taken you out Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. Here we're talking about the physical burdens of Mitzrayim, the physical slavery. Vitzalti Yeschem Ma'avoy Dosom. I have redeemed you with Israel and Netuya. What from? Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. So the Gula, when we talk about V'go'alti Eschem, we're talking about a delivery from the physical freedom. Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. And of course, it's reflected in the passage in Parshat Kisavai, which we quoted for the last two nights. Only if you realize that's a question which needs to be answered, but it's not for now. I'm not giving a Haggadah here, but you also have to understand all the psukim which we were translating in Haggadah came from Parshas Devarim, from Bikurim, Why the Chazal why the Balagod choose Bikurim when he had plenty of Pesukim in Parsha Shemois Veira and Boy, which is the source of Yisus Mitzrayim? Why do you go to? That's not for now. But in that Parsha states, "Vayishma Hashem es koileinu, vaya es elyeinu, ves amoleinu, ves lachatzeinu." Here we're talking about physical slavery, lachatz. Okay. That wasn't enough. There was another aspect of slavery which had to be redeemed. And that finds expression in the Pasuk, Lokachti eschem li la'om, v'yisi lochem le'elokim. I will take to you as my people, and I will become your God. That demonstrates the other side of freedom. Not from the physical, but from the identity point of view. You will become, from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem, you will find a new identity as the Am Hashem. But that's a whole process. For Klal Yisrael to be taken out of Avdei Paro to become Avdei Hashem, needed a whole process. By the way, this is not my shia. This is part of my uncle, Rav Moshe Eisenman. I'm just doing it in my own way. He was the one who actually had the ha'orah that there's no word chayrus. There's no word chayrus in the Torah. It's very interesting. You'll see as we build it up. So that was the whole process. What was the process? It began with the Esser Makos. I'm talking about the process of becoming an Am Hashem, a new identity. It began with the Esser Makos, the miracles. Then it carried on with Kriyas Yamsuf. Then it carries on with the building of a Mishkan. We're trying to find a place, a Mokon, where the Rebbeinu Shlom can rest his Shechina. So then we built a Mishkan. There was a whole process. It took time. And the process continued in Toiras Koyanim. The whole Parshas Vayikra is the process of Klal Yisrael finding their new identity. Why is it called Toiras Koyanim, by the way? Why is Vayikra called Toiras Koyanim by Chazal? So we always learn Pshat, Toiras Koyanim, is because it deals with Karbonos. Yeah, but if you examine, says Rav Samson Rafael, here's Zeichet Zalev Rocha, if you examine Sefer Vayikra, you'll find that Toiras HaKarbonos more or less ends halfway through Shemini. You've got Vayikra, Sav, and Shemini. And then what carries on? Macholos Asuris. And then you go from Macholos Asuris, from the forbidden foods, you go from Tilchus Tumah, that's in Parsha Shemini still. Then you go from forbidden foods to Tilchus Tumah Vatara, that's in Sazria Matzaira. And then you go to Acharei Mos and Kadosh, you go to forbidden marriages, to Aroyas. And then you go to Parsha Emma, you go to Yomim Tovim. And then you go from Yomim Tovim to Parsha Baham, Buchukosai, is the Parsha of Shmitzah V'Yovel. Is that Toiras Koyanim? That's Toiras Klal Yisrael. From halfway through Shmini onwards, it's Toiras Klal Yisrael. It's not Toiras Koyanim. So why is it called Toiras Koyanim? Says Rav Samson for Hirsch, Zechet Sadli Brocha, I think, says he, we're not talking about the Parsha of the Toiras Koyanim. We're talking about Toiras Koyanei Hashem. And the reason it's called Toiras Koyanim is because we're talking about Maleches Kohuna V'am Kodesh. Maleches Koyanim V'am Kodesh. The book of Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, deals with the way Klal Yisrael become for Avdil Eschem Min Ha'amim, and you become Am Hashem, a Toiras, and Mamleches Koinim V'goy Kodesh. And Toiras Koinim refers to Klal Yisrael as Koyanei Hashem. The Pasuk in Yeshaya and the Novi says, Koyanei Hashem, V'atem Koyanei Hashem, Va'atem koyane Hashem tikru mishose elokeinu yeoma lochem. You will be called koyane Hashem. You are the mishose Hashem, says the Novi. And says Rav Samson Rav Volhesh, Torah's koyane refers to Klal Yisrael becoming the koyane Hashem. It begins with Torah's koyane of the avodas hakoyane, which be'emes is for Klal Yisrael. What is a korban? A korban comes from the word krav, says Rav Samson Voresh. We distance ourselves through chet. Chet comes from the word lachachti alamatora. You miss. The word hachti means to miss. You miss this target. When you do a chet, you actually distance yourself from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Korban is the idea from Krav. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us another chance. Thereby that the grace of God go I, as it were. It should have been me, says the Ramban. It should have been me after. You can't turn the clock back. You've sinned. You've rebelled against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Can't turn the clock back. Comes along the Torah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is mechadish to be in union of korbanos. Yes, you can. Through tshuva, smicha, vidui, korbanos, you can come back. It's a lashon krav. You distance yourself. You were chet. You missed the target. You went far. You went astray. Come back. I'll give you a chance. That's korbanos. So korbanos is a way that Klal Yisrael find their kedusha again. The avoid is done by the kohenim, but it's also chelik of Torah's koyane Hashem. Then we go from there to Macholos Hasuris. Macholos Hasuris. When we eat the right foods and we distance ourselves, we become Kodesh. Gives us Kedusha. Separates ourselves from the Goyim. Tumen Tara gives us Kedusha. Yomim Tovim reinforce whom we are. That's Parshas Emma. It reinforces, reminds ourselves where we come from, who we are. It connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Through a calendar year when we've got our daily drudgery in our daily lives, you can forget where you come from. Comes along Pesach. And we return to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the mitzvahs which he gives us, Sukkos and Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So the calendar year gives us the opportunity to reinforce where we come from, who we are, the Am Hashem. And of course, Bahar, B'chukosai, the idea of Shmita and Yovel. That's Ruchlius. No work. That's Tyrus Kainim. And all this process brings Klal Yisrael to their optimum Madrega. It brings Klal Yisrael to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended them to be. Kedushas Am Yisrael comes from Torah's Kohenim. V'avdel Eschem li'osli Min Yasli. And now look what happens when Klal Yisrael reached their optimum. Just listen to these psukim. If you look at the parasha B'chukosai before the Teichocha, this is the brachas of Klal Yisrael. You reach the optimum level. V'nasati gishmechem be'itzai, v'nos na'oris yivula, v'itasod yitim piriyai, v'ishavtem lovechza ba'artzachem. It's all the most fantastic brachas. V'nasati sholem ba'oretz. V'shbati chayro min ha'oretz. V'cherev layava ba'atzachem. You have the most fantastic gashmistic of brachas. But now look what happens. Uponisi aleichem v'freisi eschem v'akimoisi esperisi itchem. V'akimoisi esperisi itchem, v'nosati mishkoni besoichem, v'salachti besoichem, v'yisi lochem lelakim, v'atem tiyu li la'om. By the end of Bechul Kaisai, once we've gone through Torah's Kohenim, and Klal Yisrael reached their optimum Madrega, then you get the most fantastic brachas of Gashmius, and you get the most fantastic brachas of Ruchnius. V'salachti b'soichem v'yisi lochem lelakim v'atem tiyu li la'om. The Ramban says we never reached that Madrega. We never got there. The brachas of Bechul Kaisai we've never ever reached. Klal Yisrael through the Aveiros never got there. That's Mashiach Zayin. But that is the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. That's where we're meant to be. And now listen to the final psukim of that parsha of Bechul Kaisai. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm Lord your God, Asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Egypt, me'yos lahem avodim, I took you out from being avodim, v'esh b'emotis ulchem, I smashed your yoke, v'oylech eschem koi memius, and I've led you koi memius. What does koi memius mean? Huh? Upright. Says Rashi, Koima Bekoima Skufa, I've led you erect. Now you can stand tall. Now you can be proud Yidin. Now that you've gone through Torah's Kohenim, you can be proud Yidin. You know who you are. You have discovered your inner core. You have become the Am Hashem. Not just from physical slavery to non-slavery. Not just that you can get up in the morning now and have a lie-in. That was a great thing. From physical slavery to non-slavery. That's one aspect. But what we're talking about now is that you can stand tall. You can stand erect. You know who you are. You found your inner core. You're the Am Hashem. You have an identity. You're no more an extension of Yad Paroi. You found a new identity. You're the Am Hashem. And now listen to the Targum. Says the Targum, what's the translation of Kaima Mias? Says my uncle. Look, he looked at the Targum very carefully. What stays in Kaima Mias? You can guess it. The Daboris Yaschoin Lechei Russo. Va'oilich Eschem Kaima Mias means that I've made you stand erect. You found your identity. That's the translation of Koyma Mias. When it comes to V'ga'alti Eschem in Parshas Va'era, the Talmud translates V'efreik Yoschoim. V'efreik Yoschoim. That's the word for V'rakta Ulay Me'al Tzavorov. That's the word for V'rakta. When Esav says to Yaakov, sorry, not Esav, who? When Yitzchok says to Yaakov, V'rakta Lechem Ulay, you will throw off the yoke of Esav. Sorry, Yitzchok says to Esav that when the time comes, you'll be able to throw off the yoke of Yaakov. So a precursor oil is a throwing off the yoke. We're talking about the physical thing. When it comes to V'gaalti Eschem, the Talmud translates that you'll throw off the yoke. I will help you throw off the yoke, says Rabbi Hashem. That's not what he says, V'oilech Eschem Kaimamias. V'oilech Eschem Kaimamias, he says, you become B'nei Choyrin. You will throw off the shackles of your slavery and you will be in a position where you can fife on the veld. B'naid. I know who I am. I know where I come from. I have a new identity. I can fight from the guns of that. Doesn't mean freedom. Chayrus doesn't mean freedom. Chayrus means standing upright. I know who I am. I know to whom I belong. I have my new identity as a chelik of Am Kodesh. Says my uncle, where do you find in Tanakh the word choyrin to mean upright? You do find that in Tanakh, not to mean freedom. The Navi says, Va'oyma, Nechemia says, Va'oyma el hachoyrim velaskonim, and I said to the aristocrats and to the nobles, Va'oyma el hachoyrim, I said to the aristocrats, Nechemia is talking, calls them choyrim, aristocrats. There you find Tanakh, here you find the word choyrim. And it's a gewaltige teich from the Meturgeman, who was a Rishon. He types words in the Torah, says, Vahine shloisha sale choyri. When the baker described his dream, he described he had three baskets of bread. So normally, the Mephoshim choyri comes from the word chor, from a wickerwork basket. He translates it, Vahine in my baskets were aristocratic breads. No pizzas for the king. I baked aristocratic bread, choyrindika bread. Maybe it was in May Paris, I don't know. But it was aristocratic. I don't know how they baked aristocratic bread. Maybe May Paris. But it was called choyrindika. Saleh choyrin means aristocratic bread. Gewaltige tights. Should be jumping off your seat. Royal bread. That's chayrus. Chayrus is koyma zakufa, erect. Tall and proud, and that's the purpose of a yid. That's how a yid's meant to be. Ah, isn't that connected to Gemara? The Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also lo adam sheir halicha ba ayim amas bekayim zakufa." It's forbidden that a person should walk erect. Bekayim zakufa, and the Miri says that's asas ponim. Bekayim zakufa is asas ponim. You walk around bekayim zakufa. That's asas ponim. It's not the way to walk around. It's also. Nochanami, we're not talking about a swagger. We're not talking about no swagger. Ich bin. We're talking about an inner identity. We're talking about an inner posture of definite. We understand who we are. That's what we're talking about. A person knows who he is. I've no hesitation of standing up as a Yid. That's an inner conviction. That's not an outward swagger. If it's an outward swagger, arrogance and haughtiness, that's forbidden. But to know inside who I am and be convinced of the beauty of Yiddishkeit, that's not just mutter, that's our tachlis. That's where we should go, that's where we're meant to be. And with that we can answer our original questions. So the first question, what do you remember them? The first question was, why the Chazal koines zman cheiru seinu, should have been zman gula seinu? Now it's obviously why. Avadis man gula seinu is a gewaldige chelik of avadis lecheiru, no doubt about it. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to be a ben choirin. The tachlis is to understand who I am, where I came from. That came also with Yitzhak Yisraim. Right at the end of Parshas Vayikra, you say, Ani Hashem elekeichem asher tzeis yischem meretz Yisraim, v'oilech eschem kememiyas. That's also a chelik of Yitzhak Yisraim. Took a long time to get there. We had to go through the whole of Teres Kayanim. But that makes us who we are. So Zman Cheriseinu, you still got a few days. When you say Zman Cheriseinu, you're standing up. Not from the Avdus Lecheiru, no. Not from the Avdus Legula alone. Of course that's a huge thing. But Avdus Lecheiru means we became Yidin on that day. That's number one. The second thing, V'amichtov, Michtav Elakim, who chorus aleluchas al tikra chorus elecheirus. As I'm saying, this is the maral. The vort sazoi. The vort is bemis. The writing was engraved. What's the difference between an engraving and writing? When you write something on paper, you engrave something. There's a tremendous difference. When you write something on paper or even on parchment with ink, it becomes, you had two entities, ink and parchment. Now they become one. You've got a piece of parchment with ink on. So it's one entity. But they started as two entities. And you know something? Ink can rub off. Ink can rub off. So the original entity of ink becomes separated from the other entity of the parchment. When you engrave something, you engrave it into the etzem stone. So the engraving, the writing, you write through the engraving, the writing and the stone become one entity. And you know something? It can also be rubbed away. When you fill the grooves, yeah, with dirt, so it goes up and up and up until it obliterates the writing. It obliterates the writing. So you can't see anything on the stone. Nothing. But the difference is you just have to blow away the dirt and then it comes back again. You can't separate it from the it because it's one entity, it's one heft. When it's writing and ink, it's ink on writing. It's now one. It's never, what wasn't one. So it can be obliterated. I once heard Tagus, I guess, Gilaldi, you know the Luchas was square. Somehow around it, Christians become, they're all round. Yeah? So Be'emes, Chazal have coined it. We talk about Luach Libecha. V'choschem al Luach Libecha. You should write them on a Luach Libecha, which means that your heart is like your own Luchas. Every Yid was there. Every Neshama, every Yid was at Sinai. They heard the Aseres HaDibros. So v'choschem al Luach Libecha, in our hearts we've got the Aseres HaDibros. Yeah? But the vort of a Yid is that we're not two separate entities. A Yid da fashtein that we engraved. At the time of Matan Torah, our sensitivities were ingrained upon us. We became one chefza. A Yid in Torah is one chefza. It's not two separate entities. The real Yid is one chefza with the Torah. That's what happened at Sinai. It was a process of our identity. It became seared into our psyche that we're Yidin. Sometimes it gets blown away. Sorry, we forget where we come from. And so the dirt rises and rises until you can't see the writing on the Luach Libeinu. But it can always be blown away and we can refine our identity, find ourselves again. That's the real Yid. The Yid has it engraved upon him. So that's what Chazal meant. Choris alibcha, that's your inner core. You become an aristocrat. A Yid is an aristocrat. If the Torah is chorus al libecha, al tikroch cheirus, that's what we talk about Torah. Al tikroch chorus elocheirus. A Yid, taka, it's the same. Just like the Torah was engraved on the luchas, so the Torah is engraved on the Yiddish neshama. And that's what makes you into a Ben Chayrin. A Ben Chayrin is somebody who knows who he is. It's so ingrained into me that I know who I am, and nothing can shake me. Sometimes, maybe it's even in the pinter lead. Sometimes he doesn't know who he is. But when the chips are down, a Yid understands who he is. How much mysterious nefesh we've shown over the millennia. Loyal to the Rabbeinu Shem. Because deep inside us, Al Tikra Choros El Cheirus, a Yid is Choros Al Luch, it's Cheirus Al Limbo, it's Choros Al Limboi. He is, that's what he is, that's whom he is. And therefore, Eilecho Ben Chayri and Amisho is about Torah, that's the thing which makes you, which gives you your identity. And that's why we're Avdei Hashem to Avdei Para. You know, you can ask the question, what changed? What changed? You are Avodim, Avdei Para, now you have the Hashem. You think you don't have an Ol now? Chazal talk about Ol mitzvahs. So we had Ol Para, now we got Ol, and Chas V'Shon, we have the Ol of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. From Avdei Hashem to Avdei Para, where's the Cheiris if you don't mind? We're Avodim again. The Torah says that written in big nafgamina. When we were Avdei Para, we were forced to be Avodim. When you're forced to be Avodim, it's something which you can't handle. To get up in the morning, forced labor, day in, day out, that's something we can't handle. But when your labor is not a labor force, it's something which makes you, which shapes you, which makes you into the mensch, you can discover yourself. You can develop yourself. A person develops through Torah. To the mitzvahs, a person finds his own identity. Anybody would do anything to find your own identity, to find happiness and meaning in life. Avdei Hashem means that you found who yourself, you found your inner core. That's something which anybody would want to find. That's not forced. And finally, what's Cheiros Olam? We fight the world, that's what's happened. Because we were given the Torah, because we went through Oilech Eschem Koimamius, we got to the stage of Oilech Eschem Koimamius, we got to that, maybe not to its ultimate form, that will be Mashiach's time, but there's enough for Oilech Eschem Koimamius for Klal Yisrael to know who they are. Therefore, we remain unbowed. Throughout the Golias, we're still here. I'm speaking to you here in Edgware because of the Oilech Eschem Koimamius. What we've all been through, it's unbelievable. And yet, we're still here to tell the tale. That's why Oilech Eschem Koimamius. It's a Cheiros Olam. It's a Cheiros Olam. Might not be a Gulas Olam, but it's a Cheiros Olam. They talked about the Mayofis Eden. You heard about the Mayofis Eden? Mayofis Eden, they were called. The porrits in the olden days, there used to be a song, Mayofis, which the Goyim used to like very much, which Klal Yisrael used to sing. And the porrits, the